Can you tell me who you are and what we're doing here tonight at The Guardian?
My name is Emma Mulqueenie and I run Young Rewired State and Rewired State. The reason we are here is because there is so much conversation about kids and coding, and not just in the teaching community and in government, but parents and industry and everybody that's kind of vaguely interested in the future is talking about coding, programming, the digital future. And actually, there isn't a single solution to this, but a community of people who are interested and who are talented and passionate can bridge that gap between solving this with policy and solving this with teachers who are able to be trained to teach this in 10 years' time. And there's an immediate solution that can be found by building a community of people here tonight that will be able to take this message wider.
Yeah, I think part of the thing is that there's lots of different tribes around who want to do similar things, but you need some kind of bridging or glue that's going to pull everyone together. For example, the idea of maybe training isn't right, because if you think about you need a workforce that's more flexible, more reflective, you know, almost being able to code themselves. And then you've got the business of, once you're in that mindset, you're actually able to sort of aggregate and disaggregate the way you do things, a bit like people do in startups and in different roles. But schools are very sort of straight track, linear models. So maybe people coming in from outside of industry might lend a bit more richness to the whole thing.
Yes, I agree. And not wanting to just simply pimp Young Rewired State, the way that Young Rewired State works is that we find the children who are teaching themselves how to code. They're normally isolated, sitting in their bedrooms, and we're lucky we've been going for 3 years, so it's easier for us to locate these kids. Bring them out, give them a challenge, and then we mentor them. And we mentor them with developers who know how to code, even though quite often these children are better than the developers. They don't have that all-rounded skill, nor do they have a vision and understanding of the future. Sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes. And actually, this is kind of the point of this bar camp, is let's get the community working together to solve this problem. You're absolutely right. It's not ever going to be a linear thing, but it does need to be embedded in schools. It has to be embedded in schools. This can no longer be an extra homework thing that people are doing. And I feel very strongly about that. I don't think it should just be extracurricular work that the nerds go and do. This has to be a part of the curriculum. But we need a strong mentorship. And another thing that I've seen that's come out of Young Rewired State is a very strong alumni network. So those kids that have come together 3 years ago as individual, quite isolated students, found this community, been mentored, and actually as they've got to 18, 19, gone to university or started their startups, they actually feel quite a personal responsibility to the next generation. And that alumni network is very strong as well, and I think we need to foster that too.
Yeah, I think what's interesting for me, looking at all the different sort of aspects, that what Young Rewired State has got is that working with industry, mentors, and a sort of financial or time infrastructure that's quite sustainable. What I think the problem is going to be is how to co-opt that onto mainstream education and then make it sustainable, or make it in a way that you can actually get industry partners in, but not killing it off, but actually firing it up.
Yes, I agree. This is going to take big industry, it's going to take big names, it's probably going to take a lot of money, and it's going to take a lot of time and commitment. People like Mozilla coming in and kind of doing, you know, this is a good thing to do, that's great. Also, all of the people with massive wads of cash, that's great too. What we need to make sure, though, is that at the same time as firing up teachers and parents and helping grow the understanding of that, is that we ensure that industry don't just look at computer programming as the code monkeys that they get in to go and sit on the third floor or down in the basement and sort out their computer network and kind of build their website for them, but to actually recognize that the computer programmer that they're investing in at age 9 is actually going to be the person that's going to be leading their innovation team, sitting on their board and not only building this stuff, but totally understanding how it can be broken and remade.
Yeah, because I think that's part of the problem. I think, you know, you've got all these wonderful startups in East London, and you know, you've got sort of Silicon Roundabout and all that happening. But at the same time, you've got this kind of lack of vision to be able to have the cultural infrastructure change, maybe in education and in society at large, where people want to get under the box and look a bit further into how you can control your environment, or rather than it controlling you.
Yes, and it's not only ICT as well. So I think probably part of the problem with Silicon Roundabout and that kind of slightly kind of wincy tiptoeing into this world is that people do box this up into ICT or computers, but actually, if you look at the way that you can understand history, the way that you can understand language, the way that you can look at gymnastics, the way that you look at drama, the way that you consume media, anything like that, this is relevant. And so this is why this is such a big, huge thing. This is why this is such a massive topic, and it's really difficult to kind of isolate it. But yes, you are right. But I think that part of the way that we solve that is by not just boxing this up as ICT, but sharing this across the subject spectrum.
Thank you, Emma.
Pleasure.